This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 29. Save the bees. A reading comes from Psalm chapter 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Thankfully, many organizations are tracking the health of honeybees today. Since the alarming announcement of the CCD from July 28, some corrective actions have been taken by beekeepers and governments. As a result, honeybee populations have mainly stabilized. However, a hidden disaster for pollinators is looming ever larger. Wild bee populations are dying off too. These other bees pollinate 80% of flowering plants and trees worldwide. The catastrophic cost of losing bees would be inestimable for farming, economies, wildlife, and the environment. Human greed and carelessness play an outsized role in the use of pesticides and the ongoing habitat loss that threaten bees. As a result, Save the Bees movements have sprouted up around the globe. These campaigns are similar to calls to save the planet and other efforts in past years. In light of Psalm chapter 8, humanity's threat to bees and to our own environment is ironic. Human beings made in God's image have the honor to care wisely for God's creation and His creatures. But when we mismanage God's good creation, we harm ourselves and all creation as well. The good news is that the perfect human has come in Jesus Christ to restore us to our role of truly caring for God's creation. Let's learn and do what we can to care for the world we live in. Pray with me. Lord, the earth and everything in it is yours. Empower us to restore your creation for your purposes and glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.